Where your treasure is, there also will your heart be. Powerful words from Jesus. We have got a lot to talk about on today's show. Let's get started. Stay tuned. Here we go. Boy, I'll tell you what, I got so much to cover today. I don't know if we're going to fit it all in. We are going to try our best. Welcome to the program. Gary Zimak here, and I am excited. You know why? If you were on Facebook, you probably know why. I am extremely happy today. Let's go to the beverage du jour. Here we go. That is the sound of a steaming hot cup of Mystic Monk coffee. Yes, my delivery came in. I am really excited. I'll tell you what I got. I've got four different flavors that came in today, some of which I've never had before. What I just sipped now was dark chocolate toffee. I also got Midnight Vigils, Summer Blend, and Tanzanian Peaberry, which is one that I never had before. And I'm drinking it out, and you've got to check out my Facebook page for this. I'm drinking that coffee out of a brand new Mystic Monk double-handled coffee mug. So I'll tell you what, if you're looking for the greatest coffee that you've ever had, check out Mystic Monk Coffee. This is so good, I don't know how I'm going to break away to do this show. One of the reasons that I promote Mystic Monk Coffee, aside from the fact that it's really delicious and it helps support the Carmelite monks who brew this great coffee, is the fact that every time you make a purchase from the link on my website of Mystic Monk Coffee, it helps to fund my apostolate. So I'd be very grateful if you continue to do that. If you like good coffee, please check it out. Mystic Monk Coffee, available on my website, followingthetruth.com. But let's get right to the show, because I'm going to do something differently today. You know that I like to follow the lead of the Holy Spirit with these programs. Now, typically on Friday, what we do is we look at Sunday's Mass readings, but we've got such a powerful gospel today, something that I am really passionate about. I mean, you don't have such a thing as a bad gospel. They're all good, but today's gospel is a powerful message, and I want to make sure that it comes across. Tomorrow's gospel, Saturday, is also powerful, so I want to read both of them. Because Jesus is making an incredible point, and you need to understand this point. We all need to understand it. And then for whatever time is left, after I discuss that, we'll take a look at least Sunday's gospel. If I can do all the readings or part of the readings, I'll do that, and I'll leave you with a message for Sunday. But we don't want to, I just don't want to let this message pass by. Today's gospel, tomorrow's gospel, part of the Sermon on the Mount. Are you storing up treasure in heaven, or are you storing up earthly treasure? That's a question we all have to ask ourselves. Quickly, last night's program, I got a lot of good feedback on. If you want me to do more talks about anxiety and how we can overcome anxiety, stop worrying, please let me know. I'll probably devote some of Thursday's programs to that subject in the future. So let me know about that. And again, last night's show was 45 minutes if you didn't have a chance to listen to it. I sat down and talked about how I deal with worry in my life. And honestly, this is something that many of us face. How do we deal with the worries that we struggle with every day? How do we deal with those? So I talked about that on the program last night. Also, Monday morning, I will be on Relevant Radio. If you get a chance, that'll be at 7 a.m. Eastern Time. Tune in as we discuss when God is silent. You know the deal. You ask God for something and you hear nothing back. What do you do? It can drive us crazy. But I'll talk about it on Relevant Radio. Check it out on Monday morning. I'd love to have you listen. Okay, since I got so much to cover, I'm going to get right to it. Let's pray to our Heavenly Father. Let's ask Him to bless the time that we are about to spend together. And ask Him for a number of other things as well. And in addition, we're going to thank Him for some things too. So let's get started. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Father in heaven, thank You for giving us another day. We're so grateful for all of the blessings that You have given to us. The blessing of a new day. The blessing of a Savior, Your Son Jesus. The blessing of nature. The blessing of creating us. Our bodies function perfectly. It's amazing how the parts all work together. That's not our doing, Father. That's your doing, and we're very grateful for that gift of life. Father, please help us. Help us as we struggle to walk the road that will one day, with your help, lead to heavenly life forever, for all eternity. We lose sight of that sometimes. Help us to remember the importance of living forever with you in heaven. Father, we ask you to bless our families, bless us, bless those around us, bless all of those that we encounter throughout the day, our coworkers, our fellow students, our friends, whoever they may be. Pour your blessings on them. Also, we ask you to help those who are worried tonight, those who are sick, those who are dealing with doubt or despair, those who are dealing with addiction, those who are dealing with financial problems, those who might be dealing with weather-related issues or religious persecution. Help them, grant them your peace, and handle their problems in the best way possible. Father, we ask you to take our own personal needs and intentions, whatever they may be, handle them according to your will. Help us to trust that you love us and that you will only do what's best for us. I give you this show, and I ask you to speak through me today. Please open our minds and our hearts to be receptive to your message. And as we do each day, we pray for our priests, our religious, our deacons. We pray for an increase of vocations and an end to abortion. We ask for all of these things in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Now we turn to our Blessed Mother Mary, and we ask for her prayers. As together we pray, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of Peace, pray for us. Good Saint Joseph, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. I need to take another sip of my Mystic Monk coffee, because it really is that good. I really am so excited to be here with you today. Yesterday was crazy. I loaded up the 45-minute program to Blog Talk Radio and had some technical issues, but I worked with Blog Talk Radio support. We got it all resolved. The program is available. If you want to listen, on blogtalkradio.com, on iTunes, on TuneIn Radio, the show is there now. Have a listen. Let me know what you think. It's funny. I'm best known for my talks and my writing on overcoming anxiety, but I talk about a lot of other things on this program because certainly I want this program to be about Jesus, and there are a lot of other things to cover, but that's an important part of my apostolate. So if you enjoy the show, let me know. We'll make sure to incorporate more of the anxiety business in there. Today, I want to do something a little bit different. I want to read today's gospel. I want to read tomorrow's gospel and talk about them, because Jesus is telling us something. You know that the Lord speaks through sacred scripture, right? He does, and he speaks directly to us. I want to talk about his message, because I honestly think it's something that we really all need to hear. We really all need to hear this message, because it is such a powerful message, one that can easily be missed. So let's get right to it so that I don't run out of time. Today's gospel from Matthew chapter 6, verses 19 through 23. And listen, pause for a minute. Let the Lord speak directly to you with these words. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and decay destroy, and thieves break in and steal. But store up treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor decay destroys, nor thieves break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there also will your heart be. The lamp of the body is the eye. If your eye is sound, your whole body will be filled with light. And if your eye is bad, your whole body will be in darkness. And if the light in you is darkness, how great will the darkness be?" Now let's chat about that. And these words are challenging. This is a message that each one of us has to really sit down, ask the Holy Spirit to help us understand where our treasures are, what we pursue in life. right? Now, here's what Jesus is saying. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and decay destroy and thieves break in and steal. We have a tendency as human beings to accumulate material possessions. And one of the reasons, we do it for a couple of reasons. One reason is because we like things. We like certain toys. I have been a big collector throughout my life. I have been recently, within the past few years, I've been selling a lot of my collectibles because I realized they don't really do me a lot of good. And this is something I've been praying about for a long time. The enjoyment's gone. I don't enjoy collecting magazines and newspapers and recordings and DVDs and CDs. I used to spend a ton of money on these things. And I really don't know what I'm going to do with them. You know, I got to the point where I thought, these aren't helping me. I used to enjoy these, but I enjoyed them more for just having them as possessions than watching them and reading them. I mean, it's kind of sad, but a lot of collectors do that. We just like to collect for the thrill of collecting. But the Lord's taken away a lot of that desire. I don't enjoy these things anymore because I came to the realization that I can't take these things with me. I might as well spend my time accumulating heavenly treasures instead of earthly treasures. The other reason we collect, aside from the fact that we enjoy whatever it is we collect, we like the thrill of collecting, is we like security. If I collect, for instance, if I collect money in the bank, now this is another thing that I can fall victim to. Accumulating earthly treasure in the bank, in my 401k plan. And I'm not advocating, I'm not saying that it's wrong to save. Saving is a good thing. Saving for the future, that's being prudent. There's nothing wrong with it. But if your security, if your total security comes from your bank account and you feel secure because you have X number of dollars in the bank, and you know, you're going to have to decide what is too much, because we can all start to accumulate so much wealth that we forget that our real security comes from the Lord. But that's something you have to decide for yourself. That number is going to be different for every person. Not everybody is going to be comfortable or peaceful living the life that I'm living right now and have lived for the past 4.5 years. Full-time ministry, it's challenging. You know, I come on the show and I tell you, we go from month to month, and that's why your donations are so critical to me. That's why I ask you to purchase Mystic Monk Coffee and use my Amazon link so that I can be able to provide for my family and keep my full-time ministry going. It's a lot different than when I had a six-figure job working as a software developer and had more money in the bank that I knew what to do with. There's a big difference there. But in my case, and please understand, this might not be your case, but ask the Holy Spirit to enlighten you if it is your case. I was comfortable and secure and peaceful, not really peaceful, but my security came about through the money that I had in the bank. And I very rarely prayed, only when I needed something. So that's something you have to ask yourself. Am I secure? Does my security come from my possessions and my money in the bank or my investments, whatever they may be? Or do I realize that everything that I have comes from the Lord? Because what I didn't get at the time was that my money, my job, that was all coming from Him. And one day I got laid off. And it turned out to be a blessing because it launched my full-time ministry. But at the time, I panicked because I couldn't imagine living without a biweekly paycheck. And again, there's nothing wrong with doing that. But there is something wrong if you put more security in your paycheck and in your job and in your possessions than you do in the Lord's providence. That is a message that no matter how we try to spin it, you can't get around what Jesus is saying here. How do we build up heavenly treasure? By prayer, by charity. This is a bizarre concept. But at so many of the concepts that Jesus would present involve paradoxes. I build up heavenly treasure by giving away what I have. When I give to the poor, when I give to charity, I am building up treasure in heaven. When I do good deeds, I am building up treasure in heaven. Anything that yields what's known as merit, any good deed that I do, results in merit, which is heavenly treasure. Just think about it. Think about it and ask. I really do want you to think about it because that's why I'm spending time on it. This is critical. I want to make sure that you're not placing all your security in the things of the world because they're going to be gone. But I am not saying don't save your money. I'm just saying don't save excessively to prepare for a rainy day that may never happen. That's between you and the Lord. And the Holy Spirit will let you know. A lot of times we don't want to give to church. We don't want to give to charities. We don't want to give to ministries. We don't want to give to poor people. We don't want to give to people in our families because someday I might need that money. And again, you have to determine with the help of the Holy Spirit how much is too much. Now, the Lord also said, the lamp of the body is the eye. So whatever you desire, do you really desire the things of heaven? Do you really like reading the Bible? Do you like spending time with Jesus? Or do you like earthly things? What is your interest? What motivates you? Now, in the event that you start to say, well, wait a minute, sometimes I do enjoy watching TV more than I enjoy praying. Well, you're probably normal. Ask the Lord for an increased desire to spend time with Him. And you don't have to spend all your time in prayer. I don't. But I've gotten to the point where I love spending time with Jesus more than I love spending time on the computer, watching TV, listening to music. Not that I don't do those things. I still do. But I've grown to really appreciate spending time with the Lord and doing things for Him. Ask for that grace. You're going to be blessed by it. You really are. Now here's, I want to read the gospel from tomorrow because this follows immediately what Jesus just said about storing up earthly treasures. Don't store up treasures on earth excessively, remember, because you're going to be so entrenched in the things of the world by doing that, you're going to forget about the Lord. That's what he's saying. Let's read tomorrow's gospel because this is a subject that's near to my heart, near and dear to my heart, but I needed to read today's gospel in order for this to make sense. This is the continuation of Matthew's gospel, chapter 6. Jesus said to his disciples, "No one can serve two masters. He will either hate one and love the other, or be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds in the sky. They do not sow or reap. They gather nothing into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are not you more important than they? Can any of you, by worrying, add a single moment to your lifespan? Why are you anxious about clothes? Learn from the way the wild flowers grow. They do not work or spin. But I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was clothed like one of them. If God so clothes the grass of the field, which grows today and is thrown into the oven tomorrow, will he not much more provide for you, O you of little faith? So do not worry and say, what are we to eat, or what are we to drink? Or what are we to wear, all the things the pagans seek? Your heavenly Father knows that you need them all, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given you besides. Do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will take care of itself. Sufficient for a day is its own evil." Now, you know that passage. This is one that if you ever heard me speak, I speak about this often. This is an incredibly important passage. Now, I've got to make a few things clear here. What Jesus is saying, he's not saying that material things, clothes, money, a house to live in or an apartment or something, some possessions are not necessary. He understands that they are necessary. And he says, in fact, that your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. So God your Father knows that you need clothes. He knows that you have possibly a mortgage to pay, or rent, or something, or obligations. He knows that you have these things. He's not trying to say you don't need these things. Sometimes we have more wants. Some of our requests, especially when they involve material possessions, sometimes we get our wants and our needs confused, and maybe we need to scale down a little bit. And that's something I think that all of us have to look at. Can I possibly scale down a little bit? Am I pursuing material wealth and possessions to a degree that's excessive? And again, that's something we really all have to ask. Jesus is saying this, and the reason I wanted to read today's gospel in conjunction with tomorrow's is because Jesus leads from one into the other. He talks about don't spend all your time accumulating earthly treasure. And then he says, no one can serve two masters. You're going to either hate one and love the other, or be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Mammon is an Aramaic word. It means possessions or money or wealth. You can't serve God and at the same time serve your desires and try to build up nothing but earthly treasure. And then he goes right on. See, he makes that point. He goes on to say, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? He doesn't try to say you don't need these things, but he's saying that there is more to life than this. And honestly, so many of our worries have to do with material things. We worry about money. We worry about possessions. We worry about losing our possessions. We worry about being able to afford a house. Sometimes we'll buy a house that we can't afford because we want it. It's not really logical. And that's really not a good use of our resources. What Jesus wants to do is to explain to us, or he wants to have us understand that our Heavenly Father wants to provide us with what we need. But the challenge is, where do you draw that line? How do you know whether I'm getting what I need or what I want? There's a big difference there. Am I praying for what I want or what I truly need? It doesn't mean you can never enjoy yourself, but what it means is that you need to spend some time thinking about this. You need to spend some time thinking about, am I pursuing earthly things more than I'm pursuing the Lord? Is my security because I have X number of dollars in the bank? Is my security because I have a steady paycheck coming in? Or do I realize that the Lord could stop that paycheck and that I could lose my job, or I could get sick and not be able to work? You need to remember that everything you have is a gift from the Lord. This really speaks to the first beatitude. Blessed are the poor in spirit. That's what spiritual poverty is. Now, I'm really giving you a lot to think about today. I realize that. But I want you to start to realize, because this is important, this is something that I didn't learn for a long time. I get it now because of the fact that I struggle financially. My family and I were very peaceful because we're learning to trust in the Lord. And we're learning to cut back. And we realize that we just can't spend like we used to. And that's good. But we still give to charity. That's very important to us, because I know that that's what the Lord wants us to do. I'm not telling you to be irresponsible. I'm just telling you to take a close look at your life and look at your priorities. Do you trust in God, or do you trust in your bank account? This also doesn't mean that you're supposed to just sit back and wait for the Lord to give you what you need. That's not it at all. He expects us to do what we can. If I need money to pay my bills, I go out and I seek speaking work. I look for ways to write new books. I seek donations. You know, there are things that I have to do in order to support my family. I'm not just going to sit back and do nothing. And of course, I pray and turn to the Lord too. He's doing the bulk of the work, but he wants me to do the very best that I can. And I work as hard as I can so that I can earn the money that I need. You see that? So you're supposed to do something. He wants you to do something. But he doesn't want you to worry. And a lot of people do this. I know people where both husband and wife are making six figures, and they have no real financial difficulty, but they worry. They're up at night worrying what's going to happen if one of us loses our job. This is a what-if scenario. It's not even happening. They're paying their bills. They're doing okay. The Lord is providing through their jobs. And yet they're worried about it. This is what Jesus doesn't want us to do. He wants us to trust and seek first the kingdom of heaven. This is where we mess up sometimes. Are you praying for spiritual needs? Or are you just praying for material needs? Are you praying for the grace to love the Lord more? Are you praying for the grace to be more charitable? Are you praying for the grace to be more patient? Are you praying for the grace to trust more? Are you praying to the Holy Spirit to reveal your sins so that you can pray, so that you can obtain the grace you need to overcome them? We forget our spiritual needs. Are you praying for the spiritual needs of your family? You're praying that your children will be able to grow closer to the Lord and one day live with him in heaven. We need to do that. And a lot of times we don't, because we get focused. And look, we're material creatures. This is a very common problem. I'm not trying to make you feel bad, but I really am trying to wake you up a little bit, because this is something that I struggle with too. This gospel was a slap in the face to me. This gospel today and tomorrow. These are powerful messages. And Jesus is saying this to us, right? He's not saying this to somebody else. This is directed to you. And you have to take it seriously, because one day you're going to stand before him in judgment. And you don't want to be the person who hears, how come you spent all of your time working, you didn't spend any time with your family because you're trying to earn more and more money, how come you never gave to charity, how come you didn't trust me? You know, I don't want to hear these things, and I really care about you. I don't want you to hear them either. So that's why it sounds like I'm a little tough today, but I feel strongly about this, because we live in a materialistic society. Look at what you see on TV, on the internet. You hear through all these ads, these products that you need. First of all, you don't even know you need these things. And through advertising, you're hearing that you need these things. And if you really love somebody, you love your wife, you're really going to give her a super duper diamond ring. But that's really not what love is all about, is it? Materialism, it's a real problem. So we need to be aware of this. It's a big danger. Jesus closes this gospel out with, do not worry about tomorrow. That's a big problem for those of us who tend to be anxious. The what ifs, they're going to kill you. Stop with the what ifs. If something hasn't happened yet, it's not a real problem. You're not going to get a bit of grace to deal with an imaginary problem. Therefore, these worries, these what ifs that you have, what if I get sick? What if I have this disease? What if I run out of money? What if I lose my job? What if my wife dies? What if, what if, what if? They seem insurmountable because they're not real problems, and you get zero grace from the Lord to deal with imaginary problems. You've got issues to deal with today. You're alive today. Focus on the issues you need to take care of today, and the Lord will give you the grace, but you need to turn to him. You need to walk with him each day. So ask the Holy Spirit this weekend, and I apologize we didn't get to the Sunday readings, but I thought this was too important. I needed to talk about these things. Ask the Holy Spirit for the grace to know where my treasure is. Am I pursuing the things of the earth, or am I pursuing the things of heaven? And ask for the strength to be able to focus on your heavenly treasure. Sound good? God bless you. Have a wonderful weekend. Listen, if you need anything, let me know. Gary at followingthetruth.com. For all the dads out there, have a wonderful Father's Day. We'll catch you, God willing, on Monday. God bless. Take care.